96.9 Boston Talks.
7:47 in the morning. It's going up to 82 degrees, partly sunny. It's actually quite beautiful today, but then everybody knows the rain is going to start late tomorrow night, according to Matt Noyes from NECN. And then on Sunday, the winds are going to start. So people are saying to themselves, I got to live life to its fullest between now and Sunday morning, between late Saturday night. Nobody knows about living life to its fullest more than our next, well, he's not our guest, whatever he is, our next whatever. With his weekend preview, that'd be Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jim. Yeah, when people think living life to its fullest, I immediately pop into people's head.
Yeah, it's like the woods of New Hampshire. That's what I think of. Now, Hank's here as well, because Marjorie was whatever in the woods of New Hampshire. And Carl, before we get to your weekend preview and the hot things one can do leading into the storm, how is your storm preparation going, if I might ask?
How is my what?
Storm preparation, yes, storm.
There's a storm coming?
Okay, now what do you have, Carl, for the hot things one can be doing tonight and tomorrow to sort of get ready? Go ahead.
Hey, listen to this. At the Cape Cod Melody Tent, Lyle Lovett and his large band.
I love Lyle Lovett, by the way.
I really love Lyle Lovett, too.
Can you imagine what Lyle Lovett's hair would look like after the hurricane?
Have you ever seen his hair, Hank, when it's this humid out?
Oh, my God.
You know,
he looks like Link from Mod Squad.
No, not only like Link from Mod Squad, it's the guy from the Big Apple Circus. What's the name of that?
Oh, Bello the Clown.
Bello the Clown. I mean, I don't mean to disparage Lyle Lovett, but that's what it is.
Or Bello.
Yeah, this is a great plug we're giving him, by the way, isn't it?
When is this thing? When is Lyle Lovett and his large? When are they doing the thing?
It's tonight at 8 o'clock, Cape Cod Melody Tent in Hyannis. Go see Lyle Lovett and his large band and larger hair.
Exactly.
Listen to this, the Antique and Classic Boat Show.
Good timing.
Yeah, at the Hawthorne Cove Marina. And this is kind of a nice end of summer event. And you know, even if you're not a boat freak, just think of the fun of watching all these boats get smashed into toothpicks.
Boat owners love that kind of thing.
Now, nothing like boat dust.
Where is this thing again? I'm sorry, the Antique and Classic Boat Show?
Hawthorne Cove Marina in Methuen.
Wait a second. You can't state where it is with a question mark at the end. Where is it?
You know what? Just go to the website. It's up there.
Has Methuen been on the coast of Massachusetts, Carl?
I don't know where it is.
These freshwater boats?
Just go down there and watch the boats get tossed around like a sneaker in a washing machine.
Okay, well, let's forget that one. That's 11 to 5 tomorrow. Right. We have no idea where it is, but it's 11 to 5 tomorrow.
And they're old boats.
What else do you have? Is any place?
Really forget that one.
Do you have anything? Do you know where anything else is that you could tell us about?
Yeah, I know where this one is. They got live jazz at Fairmont at Battery Wharf. That's tomorrow at 9 p.m. I listen to some of the area's finest jazz musicians, and you can probably witness some various criminal acts because this used to be called the Salt and Battery Wharf, and then they shortened it.
Well, just because it's in Charlestown, that was a wrong.
By the way, that's cutting it pretty close. 9 o'clock tomorrow night is pretty close to storm time, is it not?
Yeah. Let me add a little disclaimer there. That was a joke.
Oh, there was. Okay.
Yeah, I'm an alleged comedian. I don't know if people know
that. I've heard. I read about that in the Globe. Yeah. I don't know where I saw it, but whatever. What else you got for us? This is Carl from New Hampshire with his weekend preview. So far, it's Lyle Lovett is a great one. The others are a little weak, but that one's great. Go ahead. What else?
Well, listen to this. This is one of my favorites here. The Cat Adopt-A-Thon at the MSPCA, and that's the one that's in Methuen. But it's really special. This is tomorrow, 12 to 6 p.m. Hundreds of adorable cats are ready to destroy your furniture during this special event. But listen.
Do they come storm ready?
They come storm ready, Hank, and they're going to be waiving the adoption fee for this event. They have over 200 cats, so I'm expecting a lot of hot tasting specials at local Chinese restaurants.
Oh, that, you know what? That's not right.
And there are also a lot of old ladies come and take like 40 of them, is what
they
you're
saying. They don't taste that odd.
Now, that, if you go to MS, I love
cats. That's just a joke.
But let me tell you, you can't say after every, you can't do like a disclaimer after every single thing you say.
I mean,
get back online. You know what I'm saying? You're back to where you are.
Get back on the horse and ride.
MSPCA.org. And by the way, Carl forgot to tell us, that was tomorrow from 12 to 6, which is perfect because the heavy rain is supposed to start coming in somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
It's a perfect time to go pick up a wet cat.
Yeah,
hey, listen to this. Country night at King's Back Bay, also tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Country music, food, and drink. But listen to this, Hank. They got a mechanical bull there.
No.
If you thought yoga limbered you up, you need to try one of these. And they have a neurologist and a spinal injury triage team.
Well,
on site.
You know what the thing is they say stock up on batteries. You have to stock up on car batteries if this one goes down. You know what I mean?
Can we have a vote, like a poll, how many people want to see Hank on a mechanical bull?
How many people want to see you on a mechanical bull? Actually, now I know somebody
I'd like
would
to see
like
you
to
under
see
a bull.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything else? Is there anything else on this? Actually, these are not horrible, I should say.
You like beer nuts, Carl?
They're like beer nuts. Yeah, that's a good one, Hank.
No, he asked you if you liked beer nuts.
Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, I love beer nuts. Thanks, Hank.
Okay, fine. What else do you have,
I have
Carl?
No idea what he's talking about. Juliana
thanks for listening.
Hatfield.
Love Juliana Hatfield. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love her, too. At tomorrow, 9 p.m. at Brighton Music Hall, promoting her new album, There's Always Another Girl, inspired by Bill Clinton's memoir, by the way.
That's pretty good.
You know, even in prison, there's always another girl, Hank.
Now,
have you
way,
noticed that?
I've been out to Framingham a couple of times. It's a nice prison.
That is 9 o'clock tomorrow, 8:27, Brighton Music Hall, Ticketmaster. You want to hear my Juliana Hatfield story?
Yeah, sure.
Juliana, this is a real story. It's not a joke. Juliana Hatfield is this unbelievably beautiful singer. She sort of was one of the founders of indie rock. Is that fair?
Sure, that's fair.
Meaning you have no idea who she is, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, she is on when I used to do a television show with Chet Curtis, she was our guest. She comes on, she's one of the most beautiful together people, whatever. We start doing the interview, and I love Chet. As you know, Chet doesn't really know who she is. He's not into this kind of music. I am totally into it. I'm asking all these
questions. Like, as an indie rock guy.
I happen to love, by the way, she lived in Cambridge at the time. She's huge, she's unbelievable, etc. So she never even makes eye contact during the whole thing. She's so shy, which is weird because she's such a huge presence on stage. The thing is over, and I'm saying to myself, oh, God, you know, I didn't give Chet the material I promised I'd give him, and you know, whatever. So the thing is over. She hasn't made contact the whole time. She finally makes eye contact with Chet, and she says, Mr. Curtis, this is a true story, can I say something to you? And I said, oh, my God, this kid is going to say, how could you invite me on your show, not know who I am, not know what I'm doing? And Chet, by the way, is a very sensitive guy, and I mean that sincerely. He really is a sweet, sensitive person.
He's a sweet man, yeah.
She makes eye contact with him. I'm holding my breath, figuring, oh, my God, this is going to be a disaster. And she says, Mr. Curtis, when I was growing up, you were an icon in my house.
Wow.
She says, when my mother, who used to write for The Globe, by the way, when my mother finds out that I met you, she is going to be thrilled. It was one of these great, sweet moments, this huge, huge indie rock star with this timid little moment with Chet Curtis. Now, is that a great story,
and
Carl?
You know what's funny? And this is the honest to God truth, that of all the people I've got pictures with, met, all that, my mother also, the picture of me with Chet Curtis, it's her favorite picture.
Well, you know, actually, what my favorite picture is, I can't believe you said that, if you want to stay serious,
sure, yeah,
it's my picture with your mother, that picture with me.
You know
and
what,
her
that's wrong. I got to step
yeah,
in right there.
That's one of my favorites, too. It's, in fact, it's covered with dots on my wall right now.
Okay, so what?
Does your mom like beer nuts, by the way, Carl?
You know what, Hank? I wouldn't be saying Italians. It's good to make fun of Italian mothers.
Now, what are you performing anywhere this weekend, or what are you doing?
I'll be on Red Eye again, Fox News, tonight, headed to New York in a couple of hours. That airs at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Saturday morning.
It does, 3 a.m. Saturday morning. Okay, hey, Carl, we really appreciate this. I think you stayed within the bounds of propriety. This is Carl. You're from New Hampshire, right?
I am from New Hampshire. Just right now, I don't want to give out my address.
I wouldn't.
Because, well, no, you know what I mean.
I know exactly. Carl from New Hampshire's Weekend Preview. Carl, we love you. Thank you so much for telling us what we can do before the storm hits. That's Carl from New Hampshire.